Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible. It's the same as the Christian Bible, except it hasn't been rewritten. It's the version from which the King James Version was interpreted or made from the scrolls. If you like a Hebrew Bible, you can get one from me for free. I'll send it to you for free. Just give me a call at 312-925-9887. These businesses help support the purchase of the Bible. So if you'd like to make a donation, just shop at these businesses for whatever you need. If you need vehicle parts, mechanical parts for your vehicle, models 1900 to 2014, go to partsautomotive.biz. That's partsautomotive.biz. Looking for ClickBank store products, digital information products, arts, music, architecture, computers, health, fitness, any of those things and more, go to productadvertisements2014.com. That again is productadvertisements2014.com. I have a new album out called Dark Glow in My Heart. You can purchase it for spiritual upliftment at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. That again is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, let me begin the program. And we're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12, and it goes to say, "Now a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun under her feet, the moon, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and about to give birth, and she screamed in the agony of labor. Another sign was seen in heaven. There was a great red dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, the horns representing the nations and the kingdoms on earth today. And on his head were 7 royal crowns. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of heaven and threw them down to the earth. It stood in front of the woman about to give birth so that it might devour the child the moment it was born." So the woman and the child represents God's people. The child represents God's people. And the woman is his organization of the Messianic community. She gave birth to a son, a male child, the one who will rule all the nations with a staff or iron. But her child was snatched up to God and his throne, and she fled into the desert where she has a place prepared by God so that she can be taken care of for 1260 days. Next, there was a battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but it was not strong enough to win, so that there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown out, the ancient serpent, also known as the devil and Satan, the adversary, the deceiver of the whole world. He was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now have come God's victory, power, and kingship, and the authority of his Messiah. because the accuser of our brothers, who accuse them day and night before God, has been thrown out. They defeated him because of the Lamb's blood and because of the message of their witness. Even when facing death, they did not cling to life. So they valued the servitude of God to brothers and sisters rather than trying to save their own life. They valued doing what the way says, or the ministries of living by the Spirit. Therefore rejoice, heaven and you who live there. But woe to you, land and sea, for the adversary has come down to you, and he is very angry because he knows that this time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled down to the earth, he went in pursuit of the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle, so that she could fly to her place in the desert, where she is taken care of for a season and two seasons and half a season, away from the serpent's presence. The serpent spoiled water like a river out of its mouth after the woman in order to sweep her away from in the flood and his deception, Satan trying to deceive the woman in the world's ways. But the land came to her rescue. It opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon had spewed out of its mouth. The dragon was infuriated over the woman and went off to fight the rest of her children, those who obey God's command and bear witness to Yeshua. Then the dragon stood on the seashore, and I saw a beast come out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. These are the nations. On its horns were 10 royal crowns, and on its head blasphemous names. The beast which I saw like a leopard, but with feet like those of a bear and a mouth like the mouth of a lion. To it the dragon gave his power, his throne, and great authority. One of the heads of the beast appeared to have received a fatal wound, but its fatal wound was healed, and the whole earth followed after the beast in amazement. So that's false religion that has been, it's a false religion and a nation of false religion. And what has happened is the nation was not as powerful as it was before. Well, it's actually the nation was taken out of power, but it's brought back into power by Satan. And it misleads the nations. And the only nation we have that's like that is the UN, which was not in power. It was in power and then went out of power, and now it's back in power. They worshipped the dragon because he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who can fight against it?" Now, all of these countries, the U.S. is the one that they always say, "Who can fight against us?" So remember that, the beast. It was given a mouth speaking arrogant blasphemies, and it was given authority to act for 42 months. So for 42 months, we're looking like 420 years. So it opened its mouth in blasphemies against God to insult his name and his Shekinah and those living in heaven. It was allowed to make war on God's holy people and to defeat them, and it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Everyone living on earth will worship it except those whose names are written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb slaughtered before the world was founded. Those who have ears, let them hear. So those who do not participate in the world or continue to live by the Spirit are the ones just talking about here that he was given authority over, except for them. He was given authority over the world except for the brothers and sisters who live by the Spirit and follow the way. If anyone is meant for captivity, into captivity he goes. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he is to be killed. This is when God's holy people must persevere and trust. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like those of a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence, and it makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, the one whose fatal wound had been healed. It performs great miracles, even causing fire to come down from heaven onto the earth, as people watch. It deceived the people living on earth by the miracles it allowed to perform in the presence of the beast. So we have all of these new scientific inventions which help to persevere life. And this is what it's talking about here. The miracles, even the new medicines and so forth. And it tells them to make an image honoring the beast that was struck by the sword but came alive again. It was allowed to put breath into the image of the beast so that the image of the beast could even speak, and it was put to death. Also, it forces, and it was allowed to cause anyone who would not worship the image of the beast to be put to death. Also, it forces everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on his right hand or on his forehead, preventing anyone from buying or selling unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast, of the number of its name. This is where wisdom is needed. Those who understand should count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a person, and its number is 666. So we see that developing in the foreign countries today, where they make you accept Islam, and Islamic people believe their beliefs are not like the Christian beliefs, and to them the devil is not the devil who we know, and they do not accept that that being who we know is the devil. We know who Satan is, and Satan rules this world, and we do not accept the worldly wisdoms of the world. So we see here where in many nations they are making you convert. Even the Muslims are doing it, accept their faith or be killed. And this is the mark that they're trying to get you to accept, to change your faith or face death. And those who accept it are able to buy. But it's not just the Muslims. You have wars all over the globe. And this is what we are seeing come into play. All right, that is it for my lesson today. I'm going to say a prayer now. Oh, I almost forgot to do my 20 words today. So hold on. The first word is Abel. It means lamentation, mourning. The first word is Abel. It means to negation, idea of negation, nay, truly or yet, but indeed, nevertheless, verify. The next word is Abel. It's a place in Palestine. Meadow of Beth Monarch. The next word is Abba Lee, Meadow of the Acacias. The next word is Abali Karamim, and it means Meadow of Vineyards. The next word is Abali Makalah, a place in Palestine. or meadow of dancing. The next word is abelimeum. It means meadow of water. The next word is abelimitraim. And it's a place in Palestine. The next word is e'aben, and it means to build. The next word is aben, the same pronunciation. It means stone. The next word is oben, and it means potter's wheel, a midwife's stool. The next word is Abana. It's a river near Damascus. The next word is Aben. Harazar. Aben Harazar. And it's stone of the help. The next word is Abnate. And it means uncertain, belt, girdle. The next word is Abner, or Abinir, and it means enlightening. The next word is Abbas. It means to fodder, fatted, stalled. The next word is Ababoah. It means inflammatory, pustule, or as eruption. The next word is ebets. It means to gleam, conspicuous. The next word is ibtisam, and it means splendid. The next word is abak, and it means float away as vapor. The next word is abak, and it means volatile, small dust powder. Now you can catch, I'll be posting the words up at goodhouse1968.net, and you can look at the words and see the spelling of the word, and you have the pronunciation. They'll be in the same order as they were read here. All right, that is it for today. I'm going to say a prayer. Good, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, open their eyes that they do not fall for the dragon's cunningness, his deceptiveness, and his ways of tormenting people to get them to turn from the way and to accepting his mark. I pray that you strengthen them up and give them the heart of a lion to overcome the nations and the worldly deception. I pray for that they receive sustenance and are able to survive. And I pray that still as it is, as it all has always been, that your people do not go around begging for money or out on the streets doing that. I pray for their well-being as well as mine, and I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.